This is Audible.
And now, part three of Water Sleeps, written by Glenn Cook and read by MacLeod Andrews.
Chapter 68. The warning horn sounded deep in the night, when even those who were stuck with guard duty were at their most sluggish. But the man on horn duty was married to his job. He kept blowing and blowing. In minutes, our entire encampment was seething. And I was out there with my heart in my throat, striding along, making sure the chaos was only apparent, not real. Everyone remained calm and focused. There was no panic. I was pleased. Even a little training and discipline are better than none. I ducked into Goblin's tent. Sara and Tobo were there already, and not at one another's throats. I must have gotten through to the kid. I should keep after them both, in my copious free time. I bent close to the mist projector. "What's the word?" Mergen whispered.
"Soulcatcher is airborne and moving south. She plans to arrive shortly after sunrise. She has a good idea where you are. During her rest time, she sent a shadow down to scout your position. She didn't learn a lot more. The shadow didn't dare get close enough to eavesdrop. She plans to don one of her disguises and infiltrate your camp, so she can find out what you're really up to. From the beginning, she's operated under the assumption that we're dead out here, even though she didn't kill us directly when she trapped us. She flew out of there believing we'd be dead in just a few days. I expect learning that Croker and Lady are still alive is going to be the kind of shock that ruins her whole century.
How fast is she moving? Strike that. You said she'd get here just after sunrise. Is Mogaba with her? That would make a big difference in how fresh she would be when she arrived. Which would determine the shape of what I started doing now.
No. If she manages to get in among you and unearths all the answers to the questions she has, she'll smash you, scatter you, grab the key, then go back for the Great General. Mergen sneered when he used Mogaba's title. The fact that we never beat him once, heads up, during the Keelanay Wars, did nothing to ease our contempt for him as a deserter and traitor.
Warn me if she does anything unexpected. Sara, have you checked on your mother?
Briefly.
Doge and Jojo are helping her, and One Eye. I think she was a little delirious. She kept muttering about a noose, and a land of unknown shadows, and calling the heaven and earth and the day and the night. All evil dies there in endless death.
That too.
What is it?
I don't know.
A phrase I picked up somewhere. It has to do with the plane, but I don't know what. Doge might be able to tell you. He promised to be cooperative and forthcoming. But since I passed on his offer to make me his apprentice, that hasn't materialized. My fault as much as his, probably. I haven't taken time to press him. I have work to do. I ducked out. The excitement had become more rigorously organized. There were torches and lanterns to light the road to the Shadow Gate. A band of our bravest were up near the gate already, arranging more lighting and fine-tuning the colored powders used as road marks. Loaded animals were beginning to line up.